Hey everyone, and what? Are you guys in onesies?
Yeah. That we talked about this before. We were going to be a onesie party.
Yeah, remember we talked about it in like episode 229.
You guys did not text me about a onesie party.
Yeah. Sure, we did.
Check the text.
Episode 229. Remember? Go back and listen.
I didn't. Okay, so we do 300, and I'm the only one left out without a onesie. Cool.
Well, you have that gorilla suit you could put on. We can
just pause real quick, and you can go put that on.
Yeah.
Let's fuck it. I'm just going to do the show. All right, let's do the show. Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 300 of the 8-Bit Geek. Yes, 300. If this is your first time listening, what the fuck took so long? It's only been 7 years. You know, over the course of these 300 episodes, we've really accomplished so much. You know, iconic characters were created like Velvet Jones and Ricky the Rat. And who can ever forget Eddie Block?
Eddie Block. My name's Eddie Block.
And of course, even the Butter Brothers. We've also made so many memories over the years. From angry emails from fans because Doug's political rants to inside to inside jokes like Matt Booty.
And what was the other one? Jeff Stanky or something like that.
Stanky Booty.
You know, we've done interviews with people we never thought that we would reach. We've met amazing fans and of course celebs at the cons that we've attended. And I still remember the first year we reached press status. You know, we got our first badge, and personally, I thought, "Damn, we made it! Like it can't get better than this." And it was so special. Let's see, we've watched Doug go from denouncing all things Nintendo to him actually owning a Switch and praising them.
Yeah,
we've watched console launches together, or console. Yeah.
Oh, you brought it back. It's like now we miss it.
We've been there for one another during the birth of kids. We've even been there for the passing of loved ones. We've shared laughs, tears, and arguments over the years. And what we've created will live on past us. You know, once we put the mics down and our kids will have some recorded history of us in our 30s and so on, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
When people launch podcasts, they often don't make it past 10 episodes. It's a fact. So somehow we've managed to make it to 300. We've built a community. We've built a network of shows that span many topics. And the best thing that we've built are these friendships. Over the span of 7 years, five or four, however many.
Five for me.
I've been able to meet two people who I can honestly say that I can't live without. I look forward to seeing your texts every day. And when I don't hear from you both for an extended period of time, I do get a little sad. I'm so very proud to call you guys not only my co-hosts, but my best friends. And with that, this is the last episode ever of the 8-Bit Geek.
That's it. We hit 300.
You can't do it better than this. Why mine will go on?
Joking aside, I truly hope that we get to do this for years to come. So here's to episode 300 and to the next 300 of the 8-Bit Geek. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who didn't think of writing anything for this occasion.
Nope, never. I'm Doug.
I've got this thing. Never mind. No, I'm Kevin. I got
Kev, I have a question for you. What is that picture behind you? Is that your dad? Is that like a drawing of your dad?
So when I was a kid, this was in their bedroom. It's
what?
Let me get a little closer. I know.
Well, hold on.
Excuse me. This is a Tim Akin's original. So
who?
It says written on there. Yeah, exactly. But it's kind of a dopey looking. Oh, okay. It's kind of a dopey looking picture of my dad, and especially without a mustache, which is really weird because I've only seen him without a mustache once in my 37 years of existence.
That looks like something from the colonial era.
It's a charcoal painting. So, yeah, it's weird. Especially it's weird too because it's got him smiling, and I don't think I've ever seen my dad truly smile ever. It's really fucking weird, man. It's like he just like totally just replaced the bottom of his face.
So he hasn't even smiled like at anything for any of your accomplishments or anything?
I mean, maybe if he did, it was like little smirks, but I couldn't see it because he had like one of those Wilford Brimley mustaches. So like you really can't see what's going on.
Yeah. Maybe this is the artist interpretation of what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. This was that app that can change everyone's faces to smiles. Basically, this was his 70s version. This was from 1979. But every time I go home to see my dad, he always finds like some weird ass shit for me to take with me. He's like, yeah, just in case you don't see me again, here's this. And I'm like, all right, that's a thing.
Well, who is that? Is that Andy Kaufman?
That's me. God, I love him.
Hey, before we move on, we forgot to, well, Lisa didn't forget, but I did want to mention, and I did want to thank all the fans over the past 300 episodes, because without the fans, this thing would have never really worked. So a big, huge thank you to everybody out there who gave us a chance, who stumbled upon us, whether it was you were on Facebook and you saw an ad, or if you were on Spotify and you're like, oh, who are these new nerdy bunch of dudes?
Who are these nude guys?
Who are these nudie guys? Doug's dying.
We killed Doug.
So thank you to everybody. We really appreciate all the support. We pour our hearts and souls into this thing, and all for you guys and girls. So anyways, we should probably get all the cool stuff that I always say out of the way here. Unless you guys have anything to add, do you want to say something on episode 300 at all? Just off the cuff?
Ed's coming in with $60 to get our total to 420.
Nice! What a goal.
So we should shut down that donation goal. We've hit it. We did it, guys.
On episode 300. Now we just have to get 69 concurrent viewers.
All right. That's a goal.
Make it happen. Tell your friends. I don't have anything written, but man, just it's been a blast. I've been with you guys for 250 of these episodes. And even from the first day when I like just came on as a guest, I had such a great time talking with you guys, even though I've never met you in real life. I honestly didn't even talk to you on voice chat until that very moment. And yet 5 minutes into it, we clicked, you know, it's really telling. And then like the first time we all met, there was like, what, 5 seconds of awkwardness? And then it was just all back to like being on the fucking podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, I love you guys so much. Like, it's just, I'm really glad that we've made it this far, and I look forward to what's in the future. Fuck. And
sorry.
These fans. I mean,
sorry. How many fans? We're laughing at Caleb.
Yeah, the fucking.
Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah, I know that. But also the fans, man, it's still unbelievable that we have people from around the world in our Discord just hanging out at all hours of the night, just having a great time and somehow like putting up with our asses. It's weird. Our humor does. I didn't even think our humor gets out of, I don't even know, college, let alone like out of the country. It's pretty amazing.
That's right, folks. Our humor has not made it out of college.
collegehumor.org.
So, yeah. So, that's it. Episode 300. Let's get it kicked off. So, If you like what you hear so far and you're like, oh shit, these guys have done pretty big things, pretty big numbers they've reached. You can always subscribe to us over on Audio Boom. We appreciate Audio Boom because they've been with us for how many years now? Like 3 or 4? 3 years they've been our sponsor?
Somewhere around there.
Fucking, I don't know. It's been a long time. Audio Boom has been there providing the bandwidth for the 8-Bit Geek, and so we appreciate them sponsoring our show. And our network. So you can go there, or If you don't want to do Audio Boom, you can always subscribe to us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, you know, we don't promote it a lot, but we're going to start posting over there a lot more. We do have a, what the fuck's it called? Where you post pictures and shit.
Instagram.
We have one of those. And you can find us on 8-Bit Geek Podcast. You can find us there. And, of course, every Monday night we record live right here on Twitch for everyone to hang out and say hi. And everyone's calling for this fucking gorilla suit to be put on. if you want to connect with us, if you can't make it to a live show and you still want to interact, you want to make some friends, you want to play some video games together, you can do that over on our Discord. It's a wonderful place where you can hang out and meet new people. We actually, you can make friends. We've had people fall for each other and are now dating from Discord. It's real crazy.
It's pretty disgusting.
Awesome. Doug thinks it's disgusting.
Sorry, Doug.
No, gross.
Oh, man. And of course, if you don't want to do all that and you like this show, you may like some of our other shows. We have 8-Bit Saga, we have Divas, Dropkicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts coming back soon. And of course, we can't end this little ad that we do here every week without mentioning Patreon. It's a cool website where you get to subscribe to us and we give you more content. So if you listen to the show and you're like, I need more than an hour. I need those dudes' tongues in my ears like every day.
Excuse wow. me?
You can have that. For as little as $5 a month, you can get pre-shows, post-shows. You can get comic book pages from 8-Bit Saga. You can get The Diner, which is a daily show that Doug, Kevin, and I put out every single day. Okay?
Monday through Friday. That's at the $10 tier, but you know, still.
Hey, I said starting at 5, okay?
I'm just clarifying.
That's okay. There's a ton of content over there. We put, if you want to, Kevin dresses up. Well, undresses up.
I was going to say.
Dresses down. He gets naked almost over on Patreon, and it's sexy. It's
too much.
He's done, so far, he's done a football spread.
Mm-hmm. Don't say spread. That doesn't help.
And also, he's shown off his Christmas balls, so.
Oh, no. Yeah, thanks Ryan and Debbie for helping out with that one.
It's a ton of fun over there. If you want to support us, if you want to say, hey, I want to see these guys make their dreams come true, head over to Patreon, look us up, 8-Bit Geek. It's also on the website and all that good shit. Now we're going to do it. We've come to Miss Connections. And if this is your first show, well, every week we take real ads from the Miss Connection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad-lib a little bit. But we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Miss Connections.
Sirius comes in and says, wait, no reading the Patreons? I mean, we could, but we only have an hour here. Episode 300 is about us, not you. No.
But we want to thank all of our Patreons.
I guess we'll thank these fools.
Thanks for the buddy jerks.
No, we love you.
So we we'll do it next week. I love you. I love you, Sirius. I'm just messing around. Don't quit. Yeah.
All right. Too late. Here it goes.
He said, all right, good night, guys. All right, so Miss Connections, it's a lot of fun. Doug, man, you are You're in for a doozy here to start us off. I want to say that there's a theme to this week. We'll let you guess what it is. I think we talk about it here in the first 5 seconds, but you'll get it. Doug?
Just waiting on who?
Doug, we're waiting on your friend.
No. Well, where's you should Sean? Have specified.
Yeah, you got to call him by name, man. Sorry. It's like Beetlejuice.
Where's Sean? Sean.
What's up, fellas?
Hey! What's going on?
Oh, long time no see.
Oh, well, we haven't had a live show in about 3 weeks.
Yeah. Man, how was your winter break there, Sean? What'd you do?
I went to Aruba.
Oh?
Yeah, and then Jamaica.
Okay.
God damn
it. And then to Bermuda, and then the Bahamas.
Okay. Did you go with your pretty mama?
Largo, Montego. I went to Kokomo.
Are you just reciting a song?
Are you playing the role of Uncle Jesse in this portion?
Yes. That's what I did on my winter holidays. What did y'all do?
I spent the holidays with Marky.
What?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, I'll let him tell you.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll read this misconnection now so we get Marky out here so he and I can talk about his winter vacation.
All right, cool.
I saw you around 2 p.m. and the earth moved.
Oh.
Male for women, 25, Philadelphia.
I thought you said you were in Kokomo.
We made eye contact briefly at 15th and Walnut, and then I felt the earth move. You were the blonde with the blue shirt and jeans. You know those moments where you believe there's true love?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is it, because it felt like the earth was moving. And we all know the earth doesn't move.
Right. That's true.
Everything rotates around the earth. Like, the earth is flat and the sun rotates around us.
Is that science?
Science enough for me.
All right. Well, maybe somebody else. Hey, it's kind of drafty in here. Somebody leave the window open.
Is there, oh, no.
One episode. I'm going to buy you locks for your windows.
Hey. Hey. What's going on?
Hi.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Okay. Nothing?
No, not much.
Happy 300, Marky.
Yeah, it's just 300th episode. We did it.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
It was you and me, bud. You and me.
Me and you took this thing all the way, okay? Downtown, Georgia Brown.
It wouldn't have made it past episode 50 if it hadn't been for us.
Slam dunk like a motherfucker up in here, okay?
Did you say downtown Georgia Brown?
That's right.
You know
what I'm saying. Hey, guess what? I also went through like an earthquake or something.
Go on.
Okay. Well,
were you the blonde in the blue jeans that I saw?
Nope. But this one goes out to a male, okay? Because there was a bathroom stall, and we were neighbors during an earthquake.
Are you sure it wasn't me?
It could have been you. Let me read this, okay?
All right.
Were you at Tyson's Corner?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. Well, we were taking a dump next to each other when the DC earthquake hit. Would love to share war stories.
How bad was this earthquake?
It went all the way from Philly down to DC.
All right.
It's real crazy. Real crazy. Anyways, maybe I got Matthew McConaughey stored somewhere. Maybe he'll come through later or something, okay? Bye.
Well, did I miss Marky again?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, man. He's a crazy one.
He is. What's up? What's up, Velvet?
I thought I'd make my little way in here for episode 300. You know, I just don't want to disappoint.
Welcome back.
How are you, gentlemen?
Doing pretty good. What do you got for us?
Well, you, red dress, screaming, male for women, 33. This is over on 14th and K.
Okay.
Now, you were outside. Excuse me?
Okay.
All right. Just making sure. Now, you were outside your office screaming that Jesus was coming and Armageddon was upon us. Kind of kinky. It seems that the earthquake had really shaken you emotionally, and all I wanted to do was console you.
What kind of games you wanted to play?
I wanted to hook you up with a PS4, but I was broke, so I got you a PS2.
Okay.
Well, that, and they have dirty hardcore sex. Mm-hmm. Your screaming really turned me on, so... No, it's cut off. I hope you read this and get in touch. Safe word is... Ramming? What is that word?
Penguins. Word?
It's halfway cut off.
It says penguins.
Safe word penguins?
Yeah,
hell
man.
Yeah.
You gotta expand your web browser.
Is that what it... well, because I have to, like, shorten... there we go.
Is it penguins?
Yep.
He said ramming.
Conversation. I'm going to go hug a penguin.
You're not allowed near penguins anymore, Velvet. I'm sorry. You can't be trusted. Jesus Christ.
Go on, Velvet. What do you got?
Oh, there's more?
Yes!
I can't. Hold on. Like, it cuts out for me. Like, hold on.
If you need to, I can take over as Velvet. Yeah,
yes,
baby.
Please do, because I think that would be way, way entertaining. But it's weird. This is like...
Yeah, baby. It's Velvet up in here. Me, I'm 6'1". All muscle. Blonde, red hair. Blue eyes and leather Ricky Martin pants.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah. Yeah.
It is okay to contact me with services and other commercial interests. Bam.
Can you stop changing everything on the notes?
It does it for you too.
Yes, it does it. That's the whole point of this.
Oh, God.
Jesus, now I can't even read it. What have you done to the notes?
It's still going. Oh my God, I thought it was only three of them. Holy shit. No, okay, I apologize. This stupid thing.
And off the rails. 300 episodes and we can't get it right.
Let me just squeeze that in there right nice.
God, he alt-F4'd it.
No, I didn't.
You're still doing it. Stop.
There you go.
Please stop. Oh my God. All right. So, hey, Doug.
Yeah,
where's your other guy?
What other guy?
Where's the other guy?
Sean?
No, not Sean. Your other one voice that you do. Where's Eddie Block?
Eddie Block. Is there another one to read?
Yeah, man. There's two more.
I can't read them either.
You can't see them, man.
You can't see them.
No.
Oh fuck. All right.
Yeah, that's why he was moving that stuff around.
Okay, here.
Okay, so couldn't hear there. Okay, so I'm not going crazy.
Yeah, here. I see that it's on the next page, but it's not showing up.
Y'all.
Right, it's like cutting into the movies.
Hold on, I'm gonna move it. Down
I just
the very
sent
bottom.
It. I just sent it to you.
Oh, not that didn't work. Where'd you send it to?
To the Discord.
Discord.
Okay, I can't look at the Discord.
Why not?
Because that's how our cameras are being captured, and if I open up the chat,
okay,
it's
I'll
going
send
to...
it. I'll send it Telegram.
Thank you.
We're going to send it with a pigeon.
Yeah. Next cool. is a pigeon.
There we go.
All right. There you go. Now you got it.
Maybe. That's very tiny.
Well, you open the original. You got this. We're professional here. This is how you do a podcast.
We're going to get so many new people in this. Like, why?
How did they get this far?
God.
I'm trying to open it up so I can like actually look at it because it's still small even when I open it full screen.
You can zoom in on parts, I believe.
That's what your wife said.
Oh, that's just fucked up.
Damn.
Hey, you got two kids. You made it work.
It's still fucked up. That's not better.
Did you get it yet?
I was trying to see if I could zoom in like Kev said.
Yeah, if you just click on it.
Yeah, just click on it.
Oh, I am clicking on it. and it's still very, 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 very small.
Y'all need to get something bigger than 11-inch monitors.
I'm working on a 28-inch, like, 4K monitor. I think that's why it's so monitors. Small. Yeah.
I think if you download it, right, you open it in Adobe, right, then export it as a JPEG, and then run it through a sequencer, then you'll get it. Maybe we should just move on.
Maybe.
There was two other ones that were going to be gold, but Jesus Christ.
That one blew up.
This went bad real quick. All right, let's look at the top box office. This week, Aquaman has taken the number one spot for the third week in a row with $30 million. This movie has just become the highest grossing DCEU movie of all time, passing Batman and Superman worldwide. And it's it's probably going to hit $1 billion because it just hit, I want to say it was like $945 million or some shit like that worldwide. Hmm. Worldwide, it's $943 million. So a couple more weeks and it'll be a $1 billion franchise.
Okay, so you guys saw it. What did you think?
Ton of fun.
It was fun. Yeah. It was a fun movie.
Yeah, we've talked about it on the, like, I think we talked about
like DC movies, or what do you think?
Oh, yeah. I would say Wonder Woman, then Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
So it's a fantastic, fun film that I think everybody should go see. Yeah. Number two was Escape Room in its debut week, making $18 million. And then Mary Poppins came in third with $15 million. That one's getting a sequel.
Probably
returns again.
Well, there's like what, eight or more of the Mary Poppins books that these are based on, so.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it made it's made $257 million worldwide.
Nice.
So not bad. The production budget was $130 million. It's really sad that all of these movies came out all around the same time, because a lot of them really got hurt in or maybe they didn't, because there was a ton of movies that came out, and all of them look like they prospered pretty well because of the fact of the holidays, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people had extra time to go see movies, so they just were like, let's vomit out all these films. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse just got its, what did it win last night? It got a...
Best animated film.
Yeah, so it'll probably pick up an Oscar for that too as well. It should.
Probably. It should. Will. I mean, but I'm not saying that it was like it doesn't deserve it, but like also what other animated movies came out this year? I literally cannot think of.
There was.
I guess Wreck-It Ralph.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Didn't Incredibles 2 come out this year as well?
Incredibles 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Some movies I haven't seen.
Yeah.
I've seen both. They didn't.
Yeah. But that's still a hell of a top five there, though.
Yeah. Hell of a top five. Let's see. Let's see what news we got going on. Here is your, this is your obvious news of the day. People like Deb would say, water is wet as well. Disney Plus will have a big part in the future of Marvel Cinematic Universe. So we can expect a lot of tie-ins. We have some quotes to go along with that. Doug, were you going to say something?
No.
No, you were not.
I mean, I can. I mean, like you said, it seems pretty obvious. And it seems like a way for them to almost force people to use their service. Like, hey, you want to see this thing that's tied into this other, you know, thing that you've spent 10 years plus invested in? Oh, well, you got to watch it on Disney Plus.
Yeah, they said that.
That are pirates. Pirate versions. Yeah. Know?
The quote was taken from it it will allow Marvel to do more in regards to the many characters of the MCU. No longer will they be restricted to only appearing in two or three films a year. They'll be able to run free and wild on TV as well. And Feige says, we're going to tell stories for the streaming service that we wouldn't be able to tell in a theatrical experience. Long-term or long-form narrative. That's what comics are. That's about the long-form as narrative as exists, but also maintaining the theatrical experience, which is our bread and butter. And words are hard tonight.
Episode 300, everyone.
So that's kind of cool.
I feel like this is their way of basically, I mean, if they come through with it, maybe it's the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. that we've always wanted, when they're saying, like, all superheroes can run free, meaning there's a better chance that you would see Captain America show up or somebody like major instead of just kind of a real side character.
Yeah, but I think that it's more or less the smaller, the people who don't get solo films will end up getting TV series, which they've already announced, you know?
Of course. I'm just talking about little cameos and stuff by other ones, because even in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it was rare. Nick Fury showed up like twice.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's tough for, maybe they do, maybe they don't. I don't know. But we have CESs this week, and there's been some cool stuff coming out for that. All Samsung, LG, Sony, and whatever else, fucking TV, Vizio, everybody's getting iTunes and AirPlay to support. So if you have an Apple TV, now you don't need it. Throw it away. Just download it on your TV now. Congratulations. That's happening.
Cool, I guess. Right?
I don't know.
I mean, it's like what they did with the Steam Link. I mean, that's making the Steam Link obsolete.
Yeah, there's a million of these fucking apps. I mean, you have so many choices now, whether it be through Roku or Netflix and Prime Video, Hulu, YouTube videos, you know, whatever the fuck, Samsung's Bixby TV Watch Me app. Whatever. There's so many places to get your fucking TV on.
Yeah.
Speaking of TV, we are getting a Batwoman pilot. I don't even know why they announced the pilot. They should just go ahead and announce the goddamn show, because it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I wonder if CW doesn't pick it up, which, why wouldn't they? I wonder if they would option it to their streaming service. Because their streaming service allows them to be obviously like a little more adult in content, you know, like with like how Titans was, a little more violent and a little more loose with the language. And I think I'd rather see a Batwoman version like that. Maybe not, you know, like, because Batman fucking like fucks people up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he may not kill them, but, you know, Thug Number 3 isn't walking for the rest of his life because he definitely broke his spinal cord. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I would like to see a Batwoman like that as well. Now, that being said, like, there's definitely times when we watch like Arrow or whatever, and we're like, well, that fool's not getting up. Like, like, so, I mean, they can do it, but I would just like, I would rather, I think, her to have something better than the CW.
I would even go as far to say, like, they may even put it over on the DC streaming service.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, is that where you're? Okay, not this movie. You know what? I just thought of this. What a great! I have a great idea for a TV series, and you guys tell me if you think it's cool or not. Okay. We focus on the stories of those men and women who do get just fucked up by Batman, right? Like, henchman number 3 loses his legs. Well, let's see what happens first, but then we cut to 6 months later. And he's living his life trying to get a job. And like what every episode focuses on one thug that Batman has taken out.
Well, I used to be able to talk better if we broke my jaw. And I know you may not know this, but like Joker doesn't offer health insurance. So it had to heal on its own. Now I can't talk right. I'm also missing some of my teeth. So it's been pretty rough.
Well,
I'm for it.
Well, I used to have arms, and Batman ripped them off. So now I'm a greeter at Sam's Club.
Oh. Oh. I have to check people's receipts.
Oh, no. Come on.
I draw smiles with my mouth.
You know what show I wish they'd bring back? Powerless.
Oh yeah, that was a show on like PlayStation, wasn't it? Or they started off Powers.
That was Powers. Powerless was a show with Alan Tudyk and what's her face from High School Musical. What is her fucking name? It doesn't matter.
But also Danny Pudi was in it too.
Uh huh. And Ron
Burgundy. Burgundy.
Funches or Funches or whatever you say his fucking last name.
Ron Funches, yeah.
Yeah, Ron Funches. Like, super hilarious show. And that's a show. It just needs to come back. Because it was kind of that, like, what do the normal people that do in this universe of superheroes? Like, what is their day-to-day like? And, you know, it's about this company that's just trying to, like, create stuff to protect people from the, like, fallout and outcome of, like, superheroes and supervillains. It was very clever, and it's a shame it got canceled, but it was one of the fucking funniest shows. Yeah, I love I want that show to come back.
Yeah, I found it very funny. It's sad that it's gone.
Yeah, I would love to see the DC streaming service bring that back.
That would be cool.
Yeah, one of the final episodes had Adam West in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's get into some gaming news. I can't stop thinking about the henchmen.
Another idea now stolen.
So
I have to talk through this computer.
I used to play ball with my kid. But Batman ruined it for me.
All I needed was some Christmas money. So I picked up some side work.
Oh my god. Oh, it would be
now I am bound to this wheelchair.
Oh.
And his story is all he did was try to shoplift some gum. And Batman just fucked his world.
Yeah, Batman must have been bored that day.
Two-Face. All he wanted was was that zebra stripe gum, whatever the fuck it was called.
Oh, Zumba or something like that.
I think it was zebra stripe gum.
Yeah,
because that's what it was called. Oh fuck, I forgot what that was called.
It's like
you want to say Zuba, but those are like those type of pants.
He just wanted some fruit by the foot.
I left my wallet at home that day.
Fruit stripe. There we go.
Oh, fruit stripe. Okay, there you go.
Oh shit. All right, let's get into some gaming news. This was a headline. I could not believe this is a headline from Destructoid. I shared it in the chat earlier today, but yeah. NVIDIA is now making PC monitors. They're giant and full of big dick energy.
Yeah, big dick energy.
That is a headline right there in 2019.
That is what you can get away with now in 2019. So that fuck, it's a 65-inch monitor. It's $5,000.
Of course it is.
What the fuck? Who would buy this?
My favorite part is that it's a 65-inch monitor, and they show in like the product like mock-up photo. It's sitting on a desk in front of someone's like gaming chair and mouse and keyboard. Like, no.
2 feet away.
Yeah, if you're sitting 2 feet away from a 65-inch monitor, one, fuck your eyes. Bye. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you can't see everything. Like, you... Okay.
All right. Looking okay, around.
That's their version of VR.
Who the fuck is shooting me in this fucking game? I can't fucking see anything. Where's my health bar?
It's way up. It's a mile away.
Fuck, it's way over there.
Also, God. It's a 4K monitor. What makes this $5,000? Because it's what? It's
HDR and 144 hertz refresh rate.
So a TV. Oh, it has.
You don't see anything like above 28 inches that goes for anything like that. That's why it's so expensive. Like once you go over 28 inches in monitors, they skyrocket in price.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
It's got it's also got G-Sync and NVIDIA Shield. Oh,
it's
and also
better.
Also, Google Assistant's built in, so she's going to make you some fucking pancakes in the morning.
That would be amazing.
Google, reload my gun. Google, respawn.
Fuck. Let's see. The Humble Store. You guys know Humble, right? Humble Bumble, all that good shit.
I love Humble Bundle.
Yeah. Well, guess what? They now have Switch and 3DS games.
Yeah, I saw that earlier because I went there. Their monthly Humble Bundle is really good now if you don't have these games, but they're giving away The Division and they're giving away Yakuza 0 on PC, and that's pretty amazing.
They have
Gonna go look over on this.
Okay. They're all full. They'll just full price. Why would you buy it from here if they're not getting a deal?
Because maybe it goes. Maybe it goes to. Yeah, or maybe it'll go to. Maybe you can still choose some amount to go to charity out of that. Maybe I don't know. Yeah. Boo.
Yeah.
Boo. But the 3DS games are cheap. They're like $10. That's not bad. But I wish you could play these on a Switch.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
I would totally pick up some of these Pokemon games. You kidding me? Mm-hmm. You kidding me? That's like all of them.
Just bring back the virtual, what do you call it? The PC, virtual console.
Well, they do have that, Kev.
For the like the people who have
That's the thing. They really need to expand that past the fucking NES already. Like
exactly.
Just
that's what I'm thinking.
Give me some cool shit.
Hell, even go up to the GameCube. I'm sure you can pull it off.
But that's their long-term strategy, right? Like, that's the thing. It's the long con. They're like, oh, first year is $19.99 for the NES, and the next year it's going to be, well, now it's gone up to $40, but we'll give you the SNES games as well.
That's, you're predicting it right now. It's probably going to happen.
So
they've got, they've got a, like, D&D sale going on. Like, maps, Dungeons, Dragons, maps, and more. Hello.
Nice.
That's sick.
Oh yeah, for all you Get Fit or Die Trying folks, there's a great book bundle in there for different exercises and dieting. That's a it's a really good bundle in there. Right.
And at checkout, just hit the coupon button and type in 8-Bit Geek to save 20% off your entire order.
I wish.
So
disclaimer, but, it won't work.
Yeah. Oh, it only lasted 2 seconds. That sale is now over. Bethesda has resolved a lawsuit with the Westworld mobile game. Do you guys remember this it was just essentially a clone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bethesda, I guess, settled. So that's the first great news out of Bethesda in a long time.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah, but didn't they just announce something else? Wasn't there something else?
Yeah, Bethesda did. They announced instead of fixing Fallout 76, they said, oh, hey, we're going to go ahead and release player stores. So,
Oh,
and then we have another in the news here. Actually, if you scroll down, the Bethesda allegedly asking banned Fallout 76 mod users to write personal essays.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Well, just we're already talking about Bethesda. Why not just jump ahead? But
well, fine. We'll jump ahead and then we'll just end the fucking show.
We have to. I mean,
so why? Get this, guys. Since we're already talking Bethesda. Allegedly, they're asking banned Fallout 76 mod users to write personal essays. How crazy is that?
Okay, so they're asking for an essay about why mods are bad.
What the fuck?
So if you want to become unbanned, you need to write an essay.
Or write to appeal. I will not use mods 100 times on the chalkboard.
If you would like to appeal this account closure, we would be willing to accept an essay on why the use of third-party cheat software is detrimental to an online game community for our management team to review. The fuck out of here.
Okay, it'd be funny if they send it back to him with a grade.
Sorry, we needed a 5,000 word essay, and you only submitted 4,450 words, so we're gonna need you to work on that.
You need so many double spaces.
We're also gonna need you to start citing stuff as well, citing your sources. It could be fake. They're saying it could be fake, but the person who posted it, I guess, says he's talked to other band players who have the same email. So that's funny. Yeah.
What a year for Bethesda. Also, somebody was posting in the Discord earlier that the original like Skyrim composer is gone. He's not working on Elder Scrolls 6.
Yeah, they posted his tweet that said that he was not involved.
Yeah, so that's kind of a bummer too, man.
Yeah, but sometimes that can be a good thing. You get some fresh blood in there, some creative juices flowing.
Hopefully. I mean, the Skyrim soundtrack was legendary.
Man, I love the work of John Williams, but I don't know if he should come back for episode 9. We should get some new blood in here.
I'm sorry, but
No, you hear how stupid you sound?
No, because John Williams is a little overrated, that's all.
Oh my.
Damn. Oh, there, oh, Doug's coming over. See you in about 45 minutes.
I said it could be a good thing. Not that it would be. We have 80% of the UK games being sold are now digital. How about that?
Oh, good on them.
We don't really get a lot of, like, the UK gives a ton of information and regarding sales and games and shit like that. We don't get that kind of info over here in the States for some reason. But they're saying that that 80% of their games are now digital. So that's got to be, I mean, America's got to be right behind that, right? Wouldn't you think? Mm-hmm. Cool, 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 guys. Good talk.
5%.
I was just looking at the totals. I mean, obviously, more game sales here just because we're
right because their top
much larger game, population.
Their top game sold in 2018 is FIFA 19 at 1.0.
Oh,
it's always a FIFA game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's always gonna be a FIFA. Exactly. It doesn't matter what country. Even in America, I guarantee you, FIFA is probably number one. Yeah, very good.
FIFA
chance.
Is a very strong title.
Yeah, because even though we're just a bunch of white boys that don't care, you got to think like we're not the only people that live in the United States. You got to remember that, like we're, you know, it's not just white people. So,
no, we had probably, like when I was working at GameStop, we had people coming out of the woodworks for FIFA, yeah. And then weirdly enough, NCAA football when they were still making those, yet they stopped making them.
Yeah, I was just gonna say there's a lot of just again working at a university, a lot of the students and stuff. They talk about playing because again they have like roommates and other students and stuff that are either like foreign exchange or you know they come from a culture where soccer is much bigger than it is here in the United States and stuff, and so they all play it together because it becomes like a huge tournament sort of thing, kind of like you guys are doing with the football stuff this season where you guys were playing each other.
Oh yeah,
or, mm-hmm. I mean they kind of do the same thing with FIFA and. Yeah, so while again we were like, who's playing the fucking soccer game in the United States? Everybody, everybody.
Red Dead came in second with 1.7 million, so pretty close.
It was surprising because like the gap between 2 and 3 was more than I thought, but like between FIFA and Red Dead, it was very close.
That's close.
Let's see. If you guys didn't know, Jack Black has started a YouTube gaming channel, and you may ask. Well, why do you bring that up? Because he's fucking awesome. That's why. And and he posted a total of 2 videos worth 77 seconds of content, and he already had like at the time it was like 2 million subscribers. And then he put out his third video. I wonder what it's up to now. Hold on. I'm going to double check because I gave him a follow because why wouldn't I?
Hell yeah. It's Jack Black, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying in this article, too, about having him play Brutal Legend. I'd watch it.
He's a ton of fun. Game. Like he's just a ton of fun. All right. He has 3 million subscribers now. And
good
on him. He's released 3 videos and his pinball video has had 4.9 million views 3 days ago.
It's just him playing pinball?
Can we just get him on the show?
Yeah.
It's just him. He went to a classic pinball arcade and made a fun video about it. And then his first video had 9 million views.
Jesus Christ.
29 seconds.
Jesus Christ.
It's Jack Black.
So
that's still a lot. I just hope that he's stealing people away from like PewDiePie.
Me too. Which PewDiePie, for some reason, even after like all his dumb racist shit, still is somehow like the YouTube's number one fucking entertainer. I don't know what the hell you call him.
Yeah,
influencer.
People give a fuck for like 5 seconds and then forget it.
So. Well, and also there's just a bunch of children on YouTube.
Yeah. Easily influenced.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then like they think it's funny, and they don't necessarily understand like
the
why what he said is so serious. Yeah, because they're dumb kids with stupid mushy brains.
Mm-hmm. And he's a terrible influence on people, just a terrible influence. Same thing with that Jake Paul guy.
Or Logan?
Whatever.
Logan Paul?
No, he's got a brother. Yeah, Logan Paul and Jake, both of those fucks. Let's get into the main story here. This one making just fucking headlines after headlines. Soldier Boy
back again.
Back again. he had to shut down his console sales store, whatever the fuck he was selling a console, and then he sold a handheld. Well, that shit shut down for and he said, he goes, I didn't have a choice, and sometimes you have to boss up, but don't worry, I'm coming at you with my esports team. He blamed it on people being haters on his Twitter, and
I'm sure that's it. I'm sure it has nothing to do with all the companies he said that were giving him the rights to the games that his emulators were stealing. I'm sure that has nothing to do with it. It wasn't Nintendo or PlayStation or Xbox or any of these people sending you cease and desist letters. I'm sure it was the haters on Twitter, Soldier Boy.
Right. And especially because Nintendo is real, real tight-knit about that. They'll throw cease and desist all day. They've got probably just teams upon teams that people just search out this stuff and basically shut them down. And Soldier Boy's not any more special than any of the other people beaming the shit.
So I thought I was friends with Ninja. I thought it would get me through this.
Well, it looks like Soldier Boy tried. I guess Nintendo did go after him. That was a big thing.
Yeah, because you made
they did. In
public. Yeah.
But. These games that they don't even sell for their own, the Switch or whatever, these older games, and then some dude's going to sell an emulator for, twice the amount that it goes for anywhere else, but just with his name slapped on it. Fuck that. Fuck you. I'm coming after you, bro. You're not selling my games.
We almost lost him. I'm on his Twitter right now, and he's thankful for being alive after a near-death mudslide, and he said, "No mud can stop this drip."
Well, okay. Soldier Boy, glad you're still with us, bro. I'm looking at this picture of his head. Does he have a Wu-Tang tattoo between his eyes, on his forehead?
I don't fucking know.
Is that the Wu-Tang W?
But
or is it a shitty Infinity logo?
All I know is that in 2019, that's my new catchphrase. Yeah, nobody stop this drip.
Oh no.
Byron asked, does his esports team have a name?
The Soldier Boys.
The Superman.
The Soldier Boys.
Superman.
Superman. Yeah, he's gonna name him Superman because that's not gonna pull in some fucking legal trouble. okay, we let you have the song. That's all you get, man.
They're called Team Kryptonite.
Oh, no. No. Is that for real?
No.
Oh, because I was scouring the article when you said that. I'm like, there's no fucking way. DC will be like, oh, yeah, try that.
Do they own the rights to the word Kryptonite?
I would assume so, because isn't Krypton a fictional planet?
Well, Krypton is, but Kryptonite is not a fictional thing.
Is it? No. Kryptonite.
Let's look it up.
No, not the song. Abby all day.
Oh, I thought you were
okay. There is, in quotations, real kryptonite discovered in 2007. Yeah, no.
Byron says Team Drip Tonight.
I like it.
It sounds like drip tonight. Drip tonight. Ooh, yeah. Gross.
Mm. It says he posted a Twitter update. It says January 2019, the esports team launches. Get ready. The hustle don't stop. Big plans will be announced soon. I'm just getting started.
I mean, good on you for trying to pivot, but man. At least the hustle hasn't stopped yet. That's all that matters. You can't stop this drip. Mm-hmm. Don't even know what that means.
Fuck. Well, that's it. That's episode 300. That's it. We made it.
We did it.
We had some fun. We had some laughs. We had lots of technical issues. things happened this episode. It was great.
It was totally.
You know, it almost felt like our first episode, episode one, because it's
episode one all over again.
Uh-huh. Not only for all that issues, but like the nervousness of going into episode 300. It's a big deal. And then we haven't recorded a live show in a couple weeks. So
yeah. Yeah. I think that's been part of it too.
Yeah, we missed you guys.
Coming back from break. You know what though? It'll be nice to have a Sundays back.
Not really.
And not spend 5 hours recording every day.
That's true. Yeah, totally.
Well, that's the show, everybody. If you don't know, by the end of the show, whoever has the top spots with the bits gets to choose next week's voices that we do on the show. So stay tuned for that. If you are in the top three, we want you to stay for the after show so that way we can ask you who you want us to play.
Yeah, well, we got a tie right now too between
we do have a tie.
Caleb and Franca.
But it's giving the win. It's giving the win to Caleb.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he hit 1,001 first, and then she tied it up later. So he got first, she got
so
second.
Dramatic.
So yeah, there's still time for Random to pull ahead.
Ratty, here's your chance.
Yeah. So.
And so that's the show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for all the support. Episode 300 was a blast. And, you know, that's all I got. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
And, it's 2019. You ain't gonna stop this drip. Lots of love, hugs and all that bull drip.